Pennsylvania's recently redrawn 6th congressional district is attracting two political newcomers after incumbent Republican Ryan Costello decided not to run for re-election. Republican Greg McCauley and Democrat Chrissy Houlihan are expected to secure their party's nominations in next Tuesday's primaries. WITS Brett Schultes reports the two each bring moderate messages and hope of working across the aisle.
Earlier, I spoke with Republican Pennsylvania Congressman Ryan Costello,
and I asked. In March, Congressman Ryan Costello surprised MSNBC's Casey Hunt when he announced during a live interview that he wouldn't run for re-election.
Yeah, it's the most difficult decision I can recall having to make, but the answer is I will not be.
The Republican lawmaker, elected in 2014, gave several reasons.
I have an 8-month-old, I have a 4-year-old, and it's a very challenging...
Including Pennsylvania's newly drawn congressional districts.
Drew a district, got rid of 50% of my district, and took a district which Hillary Clinton had won by a point, but which I had won, to a district that Hillary Clinton had won by 10 points.
And on so top of that,
the 6th district has a longer history of electing both Democrat and Republican representatives, but it's gone Republican since 2002. In 2011, the GOP majority in the state legislature, with support from some Democrats, redrew the 6th to include parts of Berks, Chester, Montgomery, and Lebanon counties. Last February, the state Supreme Court ruled the congressional map was an unconstitutional partisan gerrymander. The court drew new districts and changed the 6th so it now includes the city of Reading and Berks County and all of Chester County. Analyses have shown that makes it more competitive for Democrats.
This evening we're going to Kennett, which is a new part of our community, a new part of the newly drawn 6th Congressional District.
Devon-based Chrissy Houlihan was already campaigning for the seat.
I never expected to be running for office, but I was really compelled to run as a result of the 2016 presidential election.
Now that Costello has dropped out, she says she feels energized.
I had enormous confidence that I had something to offer and that I had the opportunity to prevail. I still have that confidence now that Representative...
Houlihan says the district is full of moderates who care less about party and more about getting things done.
Sort of Republican or Democrat necessarily, that we're sort of purple people and that we sit somewhere in the middle in terms of our sensibilities and...
She touts her experience as a business executive and Air Force captain and says it will help her to reach across the aisle and represent her community.
Sense of things. They're looking for somebody who really genuinely understands what it is to participate in our society.
Houlihan says changing the way Republicans and Democrats work together is one of her top priorities, along with campaign finance reform. She's part of a political action committee called With Honor that works to elect veterans who pledge to sponsor major legislation across party lines at least once a year. Her potential opponent in November, Republican candidate Greg McCauley, also is emphasizing the need for bipartisanship. Because of his schedule, McCauley wasn't able to meet for an interview. However, he did find time for a phone call. The Chadsford-based tax attorney and business investor says the two parties need to spend less time fighting each other and more time looking at the numbers.
And that's why I want to go to Washington, because I will review the numbers. I'm a hard worker. I'm going to get in there and read that 2-foot budget and figure out exactly how we can make these programs work for everybody.
Too often, he says, Democrats and Republicans get stuck repeating the same old party lines on issues, and that stops things from ever improving. For example, on immigration, he says he has his own solution that he thinks would find common ground between the two sides.
You know, we would have a self-sustaining work visa program for the visitors. And then they would be able to earn an honest dollar, and they would be able to pay their fair share to the economy. And that would be a compassionate response.
On his website, McCauley identifies as a member of the National Rifle Association, but he says he's less interested in debating hot-button issues and more interested in averting what he says is a looming fiscal catastrophe.
All the issues are important, but I want to keep the focus on jobs, the economy, and our children's future. I'm running because I see a future train wreck for my children, and I want to address those issues right up front.
He says high-interest student loan debt has become a crisis that affects both millennials and the parents who are helping them shoulder that debt.
I am here to make my children and their future better, and to make sure that they have the same American dream that they were promised when they were born. and I don't want their dreams taken away from them.
For both candidates, this is their first foray into the world of politics.
That the thing that I would like to convey to our community is just how hopeful that I am and
both candidates are running unopposed in the primary.
We're not going to kick the can down the road anymore. We need to solve these problems, and the voters want us to.
They are reaching out to voters at a time as politically divided as any in recent memory, but perhaps also when people are ready to try someone new. In Tredyffrin Township, Chester County, I'm Brett Schultes.